I won't lie, it's always a bit nerve-wracking speaking to the big boss, and he's with me now. It's Peter Horrocks. Peter, how's the day been for you today?
Well, it's been a fun day. That's the most important thing. So from the moment I walked in the big tent at the beginning of the day, and it was straight into the morning meeting, where this extraordinary experience of something which has been a private occasion suddenly being shared with, you know, potentially 40 million people around the world, through the extraordinary programming with all the different language services mixing in and out, to seeing people on treadmills running, and then music and poetry, and just that sense of the melting pot that is the World Service, with people bumping into each other, just enjoying each other's company, walking in and out of each other's programmes, just the sort of the happenstances and serendipity that makes live broadcasting so special, and some, you know, some chewy subjects along the way. But the most important thing is, I hope that we conveyed to our audiences the enthusiasm that people in the World Service have for the job that they do.
I mean, you talk about the mix. The last debate was a great demonstration of a bit of poetry, music, social media, so conversation, and some really kind of meaty debates. You know, how did that feel to be a part of that? And is that something more we're going to see?
Well, I certainly like that. I think it's good to have a lighter touch. I think moving between those different subjects, so if you're dealing with issues of freedom or death or really serious things like that, and then you've also got poetry and you've got music or a celebrity performer like Shakira, you have to handle those transitions quite carefully. But I think often you can understand the world better through humour, through music, and different kinds of ways of addressing things, rather than everything having to be absolutely deadly serious the whole time.
I think sometimes is the clue, social media is so popular, perhaps because social is in the word, social media. So how does that challenge us journalists?
Well, it means that you've got to be creating content that people want to share with their friends and family. And that's rather a steep test, because if you think something's really important but it's not necessarily going to appeal or make people want to discuss it with each other, then it hasn't done its job in terms of engaging people sufficiently. So not everything has to be judged through whether a story might be able to be shared on social media, but it's quite a good test to think about whether the content that you're creating is sufficiently engaging or truthful or revelatory or new that you will want to pass it on to your sister or your brother or your best friend. It's a useful little extra test that we have to apply to all our content. I hope that people will think that your audio boo is worth sharing. We'll find out.
I guess we will. Thank you very much, Peter.
Okay, thanks.